John.
Yes.
I guess let everybody know where we are.
Yeah. So we're going to start with the music?
No, what? No. We're just going to go cold open right now. I got some music. You want to hear the music first?
I like to hear some music first.
Well, yeah. This is episode 37.
It calms my nerves.
As Dino would say, this is a milestone.
Yes.
We are at the NFA in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Fantastic. We're in a big ballroom right here. Everyone's, this is what they call after smoke, after the smoke. So this is after the demos. Yeah. We all come over here and have like a little drinks and dinner and drinks and like pizza.
And right, exactly. So, all right. Well, since I put these music things together, I think sometimes you don't listen to them, but you actually enjoy these.
Oh, no, I
all
enjoy right. the music.
Well, I kind of did the same thing we did in Indiana. We had a bunch of groups and songs about Indiana. Now we got some stuff about Michigan. So take a listen, see what you can get, and we'll be back in a couple minutes, and we'll kick off the show the right way.
Sounds good. Perfect.
Take him to Detroit. No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Water, sail on to Mackinac Island. Crude water, rolling off the line again. Another night in Michigan. The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over. Every man knew as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing.
Michigan's in the rear view now. Somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
You know, there's not many songs about Grand Rapids.
No, I noticed that. We were stretching it with the PA song. I saw that we're stretching it with PA, but, you know.
With who? With PA?
Something Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said, can't forget the Motor City. It's Detroit. Yeah. And it's Detroit Rock City, and there was Eminem in there. And the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, although they don't mention Michigan, it was actually about a boat going to Detroit. But I think Gordon Lightfoot changed it. Like artistic license, so it would sound better, and he changed it to going to Cleveland or something like that. But it was actually going to Detroit.
Well, yeah, because it went down in the lake, Lake Superior.
Gitchigumi.
Yeah, the lake that never gets up never gets up to dead because it's too cold.
So, yes, there you go. Yeah, you know your lyrics, man.
I know my lakes. What are you talking about? I
mean, so, yeah.
The great lakes here. Songs, lyrics, forget it. Uh-oh, this is the...
There's a raffle going on.
This is the 50-50.
Oh, do you got a ticket? You don't buy tickets.
I did buy them yesterday, and I was never here for the number.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the NFA, the National Fireworks Association, and we're in Devo's Place in downtown Grand Rapids. It's today through Saturday. The trade show includes over 250 exhibitors of all kinds of fireworks, latest trends, and safety improvements. Then live fireworks shows take place Saturday at the Berlin Raceway. That's where we were tonight.
That's where we were tonight,
We saw a couple shows, right?
We saw about 8 demos tonight, yeah.
Demos, that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you had your little book and they should really change that thing to an iPad. It would be
much easier. Talking about that. We should really do like an app for this and put it on the iPad or your phone. And then for the ones that are tech savvy like you, and not me, but like you, then you could do that.
Oh,
and I'll just keep the old book out. I'll just keep that handy.
You're doing like 3 emails and chats and all that stuff at the same time. But Saturday, the fireworks will follow the Monster Truck Throwdown, which starts at 7 o'clock.
I would love to see the Monster Truck Throwdown.
I can't believe you've never seen a Monster Truck
never
Throwdown.
Never saw a Monster
Bigfoot
Truck
Bigfoot and all those guys?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I remember seeing them like... on TV. I remember seeing commercials for something my father would never take me to. I remember that. Yeah, that's what I saw.
Right, right. Sunday.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Smoking 30 drag strip. Yeah. Dandy Don, whatever.
Never got to go.
No, well,
yeah.
You're
sheltered.
You're a neglected child.
Never even had a Twinkie in my life, and I want to go to a truck show? What can I imagine?
You're a maverick, but you were sheltered.
Sheltered maverick.
Yeah, so the NFA works to ensure the fireworks industry is regulated in a fair and sensible manner and promotes safety when using pyrotechnic products.
Yes.
Does that sound about right?
That's about right. As we learned today, at one point the Consumer Product Safety Commission wanted to ban the sale of fireworks all over the United States.
Right.
And then this group kind of formed to ensure that we had, litigation in the government and
right.
Because there was
a tribute to John Blogin, who
yes.
last year on this very podcast, we had Nancy Blogin, who we'll have tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
Because they did a tribute to her tonight. I think she was.
She's
a little choked up.
There,
a little sad.
So and that was a beautiful show. God,
she doesn't want
to.
Yeah. She doesn't want to join us tonight, but she'll join us tomorrow. We'll do one again tomorrow from the same place. But that was a great thing. I never really knew all that stuff. And John Blogin. He joined forces with Cam Star,
yes.
which is your company,
yeah.
Star Fireworks, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah, the two of them really formed together and started this club. Cam Star was president of this club for a long time, and then uh-huh. John Blogin, I think, was like vice chairman or something. They said, And like I say, when we talked about when Cam had passed away, two good icons, gone now in the firework industry, you'll be remembered forever.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a great show. They had a little slide tribute, and it was a 14-minute show. I timed it.
Yeah.
I asked Dino how much that costs. He said a show like that usually costs about $1,000 a minute.
Usually about $1,000 a minute. I would usually that's what it costs, about $1,000 a minute.
And those were the big things.
Yeah, those were some really, really great shells. Yeah.
That wasn't stuff.
All 1.3. You couldn't get that stuff here at Star Fireworks.
No. Not unless you ask nicely.
Yeah. You can probably get it at the PGI. Well, as of last year, but that was about it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Can we talk? You had some PGI drama. If the PGI is like the Kohl's of fireworks, the NFA is like the Nordstrom. I mean, this is.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not in a tent here. We're not in a barn. There's everybody here is. We're in a banquet hall. We could be in a wedding here.
Yeah, this is definitely the
let's take some pictures.
Upscale club, and then this hotel. Now we're at the Amway. It's a Hilton Group, but it's the Amway Grand Plaza downtown Grand Rapids. So I mean, this is hitting big time for us. I mean, this is like really a classy hotel. You know, when you wake up and you have a Starbucks connected to your hotel, you know one or two things.
You know you did something right.
Well, you did something right and wrong. You're getting coffee, but God only knows how much is this night's costing you.
Well, you're in Detroit. You should be getting Tim Hortons coffee.
Oh, God, yeah. I had
you don't like Tim Hortons?
It was just okay. The Tim Hortons donuts are overrated.
Oh, really?
Very overrated,
I had a... I was here about 4 weeks ago. We went to Detroit. Pauline and I, we went to see Kenny Chesney and a bunch of country things with my one good deed for the summer.
Wow,
and,
yeah. I was going to say, you're not even a country, you're not even a music fan. Let alone
I'm a music fan. Oh,
well,
come
fair
on.
Fair weather fan.
Casual
music fan.
Please. Anyway, but yeah, so, but she, you know, anytime we come close to this side of the, you know, Chicago, she wants the Tim Hortons. And so I'm like, all right, put it, we're leaving the hotel, put it in your phone and find a Tim Hortons. She takes me this one and it's, Joe Louis Arena, that's where the Detroit where the Detroit Red Wings play.
Yeah, exactly.
So she takes me up, you know, it's 8:30 in the morning and I'm sitting, you know, I pull up to the to the back loading dock of, you know, Joe Louis Arena because I'm following her phone. I'm like, really? I go, come on. I you know, Steve Yzerman way, that didn't ring a bell. Why would you bring me to Joe Louis Arena? Yeah. I was like, that's it. We're not looking for coffee anymore. But we, you know what,
you'll find one.
It's like Dunkin' Donuts. We found one. On the way,
you know, we have a Tim Hortons opening up in Fargo, North Dakota as well.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Because that's a Canadian.
It's Canadian.
Firm.
Yeah, he's a Canadian hockey player.
Yeah. Now they're opening up in Fargo as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're gonna have some donuts and coffees to look forward to.
One of the let's talk about the displays that we saw tonight. One of the things we talked about is they have some new thing called molded cakes. What are that? What is that?
Yeah, it's been out for a few years. It's almost like a plaster Paris mold. Eventually, I guess that would be what you're going to consider a new wave of fireworks. It's going to be, you know, what labor prices going up in China and cardboard and all that. So these are actually like almost like plaster Paris molded cakes, and all the fusing is done underneath the cake, and everything's pre-drilled for you. So it's a pretty interesting concept, but it hasn't really taken off yet, and partly because of the expense. But the biggest problem I see with it, as of right now, all the cakes are going to look the same because it's the same block molded piece that they have.
Well, can't they just do a different shape mold?
Well, they're going to have to, but you know, in fireworks, you know, with regular fireworks that we're using, you know, some got shorter tubes and longer tubes, and some are higher, some are lower, some are bigger ports. So these are kind of all really what you call just kind of your generic block cakes.
Right.
So that's going to be a little boring there until they can really step it up with, you know, and I don't think they will be able to do anything close to what we do with, you know, bigger tubes and smaller tubes as far as the height and different things like that.
So the whole thing is molded. Even the tubes are molded.
Yeah, there's no tubes. It's just like a block of plaster Paris, and then where the charge goes is just drilled out.
It's just drilled out.
And then the bottom is all pre-drilled for the wiring and stuff like for the fusing.
Oh, okay.
So, like I say, if the cake's gonna have probably all the same dimension tubes, all the dimension, same dimension blocks, because they're not gonna invest a lot of money right now in molds until they see if this really takes off.
So they put a label on it.
Oh, yeah, then they put a label on it.
Really?
I mean, you don't really know it's a molded piece until, you know, it hits you in the head or something like that. You know, I mean, they're heavier, you know.
They're heavier, right.
And
what, you put a paper wrapper around it?
Yeah, paper wrapper around
really?
It. Yes, so you really couldn't tell. I think a great idea for the molded cakes is a staple item like Saturn missile batteries where they're never going to change. They've always been a slow square block battery. So,
right.
So that's, I think, how it kind of started. And now they're trying to do some of the bigger, we call them block cakes as well, you know, come 12 in a package. But for the Saturn missile batteries, I think it's a pretty inexpensive way. And eventually it'll be probably the way they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
It's been out about 4 years now.
Does it change the cost?
Right now it's a little bit higher, but they're predicting it will go down as cardboard goes up and labor cost goes up.
Right.
So it's like anything else, you know, when you start doing something, you're used to doing something by hand all these years, it's cheaper, but as labor goes up, you know, 100 guys with a shovel, then we had eventually get a bobcat, you know what I mean? So same type of thing, you know?
It goes a lot quicker. Get the guy.
Yeah,
the
it goes
bobcat.
A lot quicker and people didn't like the bobcat at first, but then they're like, wow, it really,
right.
you
well,
know,
yeah. I mean, there used
put 100
to be,
people out of work.
Right, there used to be horse and buggy before there were cars, right, yeah. Yeah, I guess. So Wow.
So, but yeah, I think it's a pretty unique thing.
Do the factories you deal with in China directly, do those factories have the capabilities of doing these?
A couple of them do. And basically what it is there's like there's a couple of manufacturers of the plaster Paris molded cakes. And then, you know, all the factories will buy from these guys that have these molded cakes, and then they assemble them in their warehouse.
They put the fireworks in the cake. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. What? Anything else that you saw tonight? What was the one where it went way up and then it just came down? It just like fell down to the ground. Looked like a willow or whatever, and it just. You know what I mean? It was all
They call falling leaves.
Falling leaves.
Oh no, that's been out for a long time. But that's a really nice effect. And the bigger the shell, the nicer it is. I like that effect. It's just a nice, quiet look.
You don't see that very much. Is that something that's expensive to do or hard to do?
No, not really. But it seems like China gets on a kick of doing one type of effect, and then all of a sudden. You know, like before it was, as you see all that crackling in the sky, you know,
right,
at the end.
Right, right, right.
And now you see a lot of strobing. So, I mean, they kind of, but some of these effects have been around for a long time, like falling leaves and all that. But falling leaves, they kind of forget about these old effects and they go with the new ones, but then they keep doing the new ones. And so that's, when I go to China, I try and write down a list of the effects I want to see.
Uh-huh.
And then try and bring back some of these older type effects because we don't have them anymore. You know, we just
I suggest the falling leaves because that was great.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
It's like a little like copper trails, entrails, just keeps falling down. And because the shells were so big, obviously for the tribute, it was commercial grade fireworks, right? And I mean they were.
But even in some
really
of the
nice.
Class C fireworks we saw at a couple of the different demos tonight. There's nowhere as intense. It doesn't hang as long either.
Those were nice. And then you had the other one where it would burst into a color, one color, and then like another color, and then it would disappear, and then there would be like a silver ring.
Like yeah,
you said it was like a ghosting effect.
Well,
what is that?
Yeah, I mean. It reminds me of the ghost effect where the color stars kind of fade away and change colors.
Right.
And that the one that we did was almost the one they did was almost like a brocade palm, where after it changed, then all of a sudden it was a big ring around there. It was a pretty nice piece.
It looked really good.
Yeah, that really looked good. Yeah. I think it was a 9-shot rack that we looked at, I think by Brothers.
Is that something you can get on your shelves for next year?
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear any names you liked?
Not really. No? I didn't really pay attention to some of the names. Some of the names are kind of really crazy.
Yeah, I had a couple here. Tell me if you like these or not. Neon Carrot?
Yeah, no, that does nothing for me.
Nothing for you? I know you don't like this one. I don't know why you don't like this one. Warning Avalanche Ahead? That's just too long.
I think it's just too long, and it had nothing to do with it. I mean, there's nothing to do with it. I mean, I know the names don't really fit fireworks anymore like they used to in the very beginning.
Right.
But, warning, avalanche. What did you call it? Avalanche. I mean,
you can.
I don't know if I got enough wording in my description column on my price sheet for warning avalanche ahead.
Well, yeah, you definitely would have to kick it up a notch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need extra columns. I need smaller font. Help me here. Help me.
Yeah, that's too crazy for me.
Electric jellyfish? No.
Well, you know what? That would have been a nice name if it had the jellyfish effect, but it didn't have a jellyfish.
There's a
effect.
Jellyfish effect? I thought it was just fish.
Mm-mm.
What's the difference between a fish and a jellyfish?
What some call a spinning chrysanthemum or a jellyfish effect, we had it in our cake for many years. We've had it for about 4 years now, White Nights.
Okay,
where
yeah.
It looks, what I describe it as the best is, remember when we were kids and the leaves would fall off the trees, the little helicopters, and they'd come spinning down like that? Well, picture that, only white sparks, and it just looks flowing down like that. It's
and
really
that's
a cool
jelly,
effect.
That's
yeah.
a jellyfish.
And some call it like a floating jellyfish or jellyfish effect or spinning chrysanthemum, you know. So it was some cool effect.
Well, so if you name your cake the electric jellyfish, I would think you'd want jellyfish effects in the cake.
That's what I would have in my
yes,
cake, you know.
Yes.
You know, it's like the gender reveal cakes. We have, you know, it's all blue. It's not like, you know, pink and blue because that wouldn't be.
No,
know,
that would be bad.
That'd be like a transgender cake or something.
Yeah. we're happy either way.
Yeah.
Knights of Knee?
Yeah.
That's a Monty Python reference. There was a Life of Brian, I think it was, and the Knights. We are the Knights that go knee.
And yeah, see that? I've... Had no.
You're not a Monty Python.
Not a Monty Python guy.
I mean, wait, you do? You don't like British people?
Well, I love Benny Hill. Are you crazy?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's because Benny Hill used to show boobs every once in a while. Monty Python did none of that.
I like when he dropped those ice cream balls, all the time. That was actually the best part of it for me, you know. But that was always funny.
Benny Hill, man, yeah running around.
Yeah.
What else? Tie Dye Sky.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, you know, tie dye is kind of a popular name.
What was his other effect? Turbillions?
Oh, turbillions. Yeah, like the spinning. Like, kind of looks like like a shell going up. It's got like a spinning effect. You know, like it's kind of. I like the sound it makes too. Not only is it good in the sky, but I also like the sound that it kind of makes that when it spins around, like a. You know, it's kind of hard to.
When they said turbillions, I just wrote it down. So yeah. I had never heard of that before in my life.
Yeah, we have many cakes like that. And I like that go-getter effect where they just shot out different ways.
Yeah, and they whistled.
I like that effect. That's cool,
always a good one. The whistling one is a good one. Swinado?
Yeah.
Instead of tornado?
Tornado, swinado. Is that like a flying pig reference?
Well, I think that's because Sharknado.
Oh, gotcha.
Did you ever see those Sharknado movies?
No, I didn't get a chance to go see that one, but I did. But I saw it at Coming Attractions.
It's not it's not at the theaters. It's on TV because it always coincides with Shark Week.
Oh.
On like, I don't know.
I must be thinking of something else. Then.
No, Sharknado. It's a movie.
Okay, yeah.
They make a movie, but it's a made-for-TV movie. There's Dino.
There's Dino, yeah. Dino's in the house. He's walking around schmoozing people as usual. There's a couple of nice girlfriends over there he's talking to. Very nice, nice.
Put the headphones on and grab a microphone.
Yeah, so Dino's going to sit in here and see what's going on here.
But no, Sharknado was from the movie.
Really? I did not know that.
Speak, Dino, so I know if you're good.
Hello.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, Dino's on the line here.
Yeah. Sharknado and then Pigzilla.
Pigzilla. I really couldn't tell by the label, but did it have like a pig looking dinosaur or something? I couldn't really tell.
I have no idea. Did it?
We'll have to go to the booth tomorrow and see.
Yeah, I haven't. I couldn't make it out from that. From the picture there.
And then there was another one, Waken and Bacon.
that got a lot of people laughing there. That Waken and Bacon or something like that.
Well, I think in the stoner lexicon, stoner nomenclature, if you will, they refer to waking up in the morning and then getting high right away. It's called Wake and Bake.
Oh, I gotcha.
So Waken and Bacon
is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Waken and Bacon like is one. Kind of a pig.
Hey, we got Ernest here with us.
Hi, Ernest.
Ernest from Texas, right? Okay, he's kind of looking in here, see what we're doing. And another one of our listeners here. This is like doing a radio remote. You know, we do these, and it's like a radio remote in in Grand Rapids today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're in Grand Rapids, and we're talking fireworks. Yep. What do you think, Dino? Did you like the shows tonight?
I did enjoy the shows. The finale was real nice, too. There was no wind, so we had a lot of smoke factor, but it was good.
I thought all the shows were. I thought Cutting Edge did a pretty good job. Tonight was a good demo, I thought, was pretty good. And Brothers, a few good items there I saw, too. Yeah, I think I've seen some good demos tonight.
Yeah, it was good.
It wasn't bad. They all had some items that were good and some items that didn't appeal.
Yeah. Are you want to go a little news, a little fireworks news?
Yeah, let's do some fireworks news.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but you and I used to do this all the time, and Dino, you're from Chicago too, but did you know they canceled Chicago's Venetian Night Boat Parade?
Yes, I knew that.
Because
I was asking our good friend and customer Bob about that, and they didn't have no Venetian Night.
And that's, I mean, Venetian Night in Chicago was a big thing. We used to go on your boat and watch the fireworks
from
the boat.
Well, they also had. They do have fireworks every Wednesday and Saturday now at Navy Pier, which I think is a pretty good thing for a city to have. I mean, that's two nights a week that they're doing fireworks all summer long. So, and we got a big 4th of July celebration, or 3rd of July, I think it is. So, I mean, the Venetian night, they really don't need to do fireworks on it. I mean, you know.
But wasn't it more than just the fireworks? Didn't they dress up the boat?
Well, it was a boat parade. It was a boat parade, but it was really getting known for the fireworks show on Venetian night was actually getting more than the fireworks show for 4th of July.
Right. Well, and I'm reading this press release here or whatever. It says, has been canceled, but a fireworks show will still go on. Navy Pier officials say fewer than 20 boats were signed up to participate in the parade. Spokesman Joe Kaplan tells the Chicago Tribune the parade was usually held in June or July, but was pushed back to September because Navy Pier centennial events. The date change may have discouraged participation. A fireworks display planned for September 10th will be renamed Fall for Fireworks.
Okay, so actually it's actually better than I thought. So they're going to keep the fireworks. Well, you know, I'm not sure if we talked about it on a earlier podcast or not, but, you know, obviously I've always had a big love for boats.
Right.
We were talking, you know, now you can actually get slips downtown Chicago where you couldn't before. But, you know, the younger generation is not really into boating as so much as the older generation was. So I can see the lack of boating participants enough to cancel the show because all those old timers are not doing it anymore like they used to. And so that's what's going on. I think it's a generation change. This generation's into timeshares and villas and, you know, but the actual, you know, growing up around boats and stuff is something that our fathers did, we did, but now it's this younger generation is not really into boating, it seems. And that's why there's slips available for the first time.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah, there's slips all over downtown now available.
That's why you want to get back into boating.
Yeah, I want to keep it alive. One boat at a time.
Well, we used to have so much fun doing it. Yeah, but you're right. Nowadays, kids are with their iPhones and iPads and video games. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And even the, and like you say, some of the younger generation seems like they're more into their fractional ownership of homes and timeshares and stuff where they live like a rock star for 2 weeks out of the year. And, I mean, they go all out. And, you know, boating is a different way of life. I've always said it's like a campground for the rich, you know.
Wasn't there a mop incident on your boat?
Yes. I remember.
Who did that?
That was you. You were swabbing down the deck. You would have laughed, Dino, because he was swabbing down the deck and he was putting a mop in the water and he comes out with just a stick.
The mop fell into Lake Michigan.
And how, you know, the only guy I know that could break a mop, you know. And
didn't your dad say your anchor was defective?
Yeah, my anchor was defective. Nobody told me you needed a chain on the anchor. You know, you can't just put a rope on an anchor. You needed a rope to the chain, the chain to the anchor.
Because the chain will keep it heavy and keep it heavy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, these are things you live and learn. But if we get back into boating, there'll be like an automatic anchor now. So, you know.
We've come a long way now.
Yeah,
we've progressed. And we'll know how to go through the locks.
Not tying up.
Yeah, we Peter Pan flying off the edge. I got another story here. Times of Malta from Malta. We've heard about how fireworks distract dogs and it's bad for, you know, some people can't take it and dogs need their thunder shirts and all that stuff. And you know how I feel about that one. But here's a new one. Turtle eggs at risk from Golden Bay Fireworks Nature Trust. So it's Malta. It's like Malta is like between Sicily, I think, and the North Africa coast.
Oh, okay.
So fireworks being let off during events at the Golden Sands Hotel could endanger the eggs laid by loggerhead turtle at Golden Bay and which could hatch soon, according to the Nature Trust president, Vince Attard. So these eggs were laid some 5 meters up the beach last month, and this organization is cordoning off the area and setting up so nobody can go and harm the eggs. But the fireworks show that they have every night is endangering the eggs because
the eggs of the turtles.
The vibrations are going to make these eggs hatch prematurely, and people are picketing and they want them to stop the fireworks.
I have to say, they do a lot for turtles because, you know, even in Marco Island, as you remember, they have everyone have the lights on so the turtles can find their way from the beach down to the sea. I mean, I don't know. I mean, isn't there like a sense? I don't think they need your coach lights on, but that was a thing, and then and you had to be very careful. I know that was a big thing. We were down in Marco Island. It was all about these turtles, and I mean, they really, and you know,
right? Don't they do that in Cabo at the at the Playa Grande?
Yeah, there was a turtle like thing. That, yeah. And there's statistically, I mean, if when that's going to be for a further one, but statistically, when you look up like how many turtles actually live, it's a very small number actually make it into the water without getting, you know, eaten up or something like that. Yeah. So it is a big thing.
It says loggerhead turtles tend to lay between 3 and 6 nests a season, with anything up to 130 eggs in each nest.
Yeah.
Their eggs incubate for around 60 days before hatching. Turtles nest at night, finding a dark and quiet spot on the beach and nest in, and then using all 4 of their flippers, dig a body pit. Dino, I think you need a body pit.
Sure, I'll take one.
Dino's just like texting away.
That's what these turtles do.
They dig into the sand.
Once that is done, they use their rear flippers to dig an egg chamber. You can use an egg chamber too. Scooping out sand as they go along. Eggs are quickly laid, and once her clutch is complete, the mother closes the nest using her rear flippers and covers the eggs in the sand. Then she returns to the sea, never to return to the nest.
Now, see, this guy here taking a picture now, this is a famous guy from Cannon Fireworks, one of the very first company I start dealing with. He's been there for many years. Ricky's his name.
Ricky.
And he's from the great fireworks company. He's over 100 and some years old, I think. We're going to ask Ricky right here. We're going to interview Ricky. And
Sit down.
Here, put these on.
We're going to interview Ricky because he is... He is.
Are you good?
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let John talk away.
We're just kind of giving a little intro here, Ricky, but how old is the Cannon Fireworks Factory or Cannon Fireworks Company?
Over 90 years.
Over 90 years, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what I was telling Ron. That was the very first fireworks company I've done business with when I first started importing was your boss, Sally Hahn, which is like a legend in the fireworks industry. And you're the legend now in the fireworks industry.
Well, wonderful.
So Ricky lives in Hong Kong, Ron. Now, Ron was in Hong Kong with me.
Yeah, I loved Hong Kong.
We actually did a podcast from Hong Kong at the, my favorite hotel, Langham Place. But you know, they changed the name now. It's Cordy's.
Cordy's, yeah.
Yes.
What's a Cordy's?
That's the name of it. I guess it's a
really
hotel chain in England as well. And they wanted to be the first one in Hong Kong to have a Cordy's.
I hope they still got that sweet upstairs pool.
They do. Yeah.
And the club level.
The club level has been remodeled. It's not as nice as it used to be, but it's pretty good, though, you know. And we've done a couple podcasts from Hong Kong and doing good. So, Ricky, tell us about the NFA. What do you think is how is the kind of a funny thing I thought about the NFA is what I was thinking about earlier today is we're all now booths. We are no customers because all of your customers have their own booths. You built us up so big and now we all have our own booths and we have no customers. So I noticed that. Like, I would come by you, but I have a booth. I can't leave. And,
well,
you know,
it's like kind of interaction.
Yes.
Yeah, people just come by and say hello and we come to your booth, say hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just keep going.
Yeah. At least they know where to find you.
Well, they know where to find us. And now this is Peter. This is another icon in the fireworks industry. Peter is from our hometown, Chicago.
From Chicago. Hey,
and,
Peter.
Tell us a little about yourself,
first
Peter.
Thing, Cubs fan or Sox fan?
Sox all the way.
Ah, there you go. He can sit down.
Boy,
he can
boy.
Stay. You're good. Go ahead, talk.
See, Ricky, that's all that matters in this thing. If you're a Sox fan, everybody's happy. But I'm a Cubs fan, so what do I know?
I did go to a Bears preseason game the other day. Not looking great. There was birds nesting in the end zone.
That's bad.
Would you go to the
Chiefs game?
The Chiefs game. Yeah, I actually had tickets for that, too. I gave them away.
I think it was -7 yards at the half.
Yeah, yeah.
See, these guys are all in the sports. Nothing.
Well, what do you do with fireworks?
So, Peter, give us a background here, your fireworks knowledge here.
I own a company called Revolution Pyro. We specialize in pyro musicals as well as some cool new products we're importing for next year to make the fireworks industry, you know, setups a lot easier for people, make pyro musicals a lot easier for people to set up.
Oh, okay.
So, I specialize in designing big pyro musical shows.
You got a website or anything?
Revolutionpyro.com.
There you go.
Perfect. I also have a blog, pyroblog.com. I write articles on there every once in a while about fireworks and such.
Well, there you go. So you can write an article about our pyro podcast that
Absolutely.
You're on right now.
There, yeah. there you go. He actually listens to it, too. He's a listener. He's
oh,
one
nice.
Of our listeners. Yeah, he's one of our listeners. One of our many listeners. I think we're up to like four and a half.
The Fireworks Brigade podcast. Yeah, it's nice to... It's nice to hear about somebody else's fireworks problems for a change.
Yeah. How about it? Yeah, between DOT and FIMSA and everybody else.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, what kind of problems can a fireworks guy? You guys are living high on the hog. Look at this place.
Me and Peter were just talking about we might have to get day jobs pretty soon.
No. Hell no.
Yeah. Well, anybody else I talk to in any other business, I talk to them about our business models, and they're like, you leverage how much money for how long before you get a return on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's and you guys have the same they have the same problem in Hong Kong too, you know. They're competing against the Chinese companies, and you know, they're in Hong Kong, so they're doing a lot of travel back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And they start, you know, all the companies were in Hong Kong originally and started out, and those are been easy days. Just go over to Macau.
That's some time ago.
Yeah, get 2,000 cases of firecrackers and play mahjong the rest of the day. And
yeah.
Then, yeah. But those days are long gone, and now there's like 1,000 SKUs and all kinds of items.
Just placing order and waiting them to be shipped.
Yeah, it was so easy back then, and now
just playing mahjong.
Yeah, Ricky's working like you know, probably about 10 hours a day now, 6 days a week. And, you know, the factories were closed. They're going to be opening up, September 10th is what we're hoping.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of issues going on in China, too. So Ricky's got his hands full trying to get all the containers on the water. And then you got irate customers like me calling them up. We don't call. We just email them.
Yeah.
Ricky, where is my stuff? You know, but.
have you always been in the fireworks business?
Well, sometime. Have been sometime.
How long?
Mm-hmm. Over 10 years.
Over 10 years. Okay.
Yeah. So
is John one of your hardest customers to deal with?
No.
No.
No. No. No, really?
John is easy to me.
What about Dino?
Well, Dino's worked pretty hard.
Yeah.
As I said.
Dino procrastinates in backwards, but in reverse.
Yes.
No, the hardest thing, I'm one of Ricky's hardest customers, and I'll tell you why. Because back in the day, Sally Han would make him wear a yellow Canon shirt and make sure he picks me up at the airport. He's always there, and he's got to be on time. Because Sally was a forceful.
You remember the kung fu outfit?
Yeah.
What's a kung fu outfit?
So when I got off the plane, you know, Sally was so wanted, you know, people so we can recognize each other, you know.
Right.
So she'd always dress them up in their yellow, kind of like we got our T-shirts and they
got their T-shirts.
So I could always spot Ricky, and then it seems that I always come in on a holiday. And now because years have passed us by, he's got to like explain to his wife and then the daughter of, you know, he's got to go to work on a Sunday or a holiday. And right, how about almost every time I come to town, it's like a holiday for some reason, you know?
Yeah, for some reason.
Yes.
I don't know why.
I just want to get
pick the right day.
I just want to get you
You'll
out of the house.
Pick the right day.
So Ricky always picks me up at the airport. And,
you pick me out from home.
Yeah.
Get me escape.
He's looking for
I pull him out. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And then we go for a nice dinner at Cordy's now, I should say. And we have a nice talk. And I think we basically both get the same thing every time I come to town. I always get the lamb, and I think you get like a shrimp pasta. And then we, you know, talk about a little bit about fireworks, and it's actually a lot of fun.
But you're based in Hong Kong.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So but the factories you go to aren't in Hong Kong.
No, in Luoyang.
You go to Luoyang as well?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that where your office is in Hong Kong?
Yeah, we have main office in Hong Kong, but have regional office at Luoyang.
Yeah. Luoyang. You go with John to Luoyang and...
We meet at Luoyang.
Yep.
John is knowledgeable enough to go to Luoyang.
Yeah.
In different ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I fly. Sometimes I take a train, a hitchhike. But, he meets me. We stay at the same hotel. And then because we have our demo, they do their Canon demo for me in Luoyang. So it's kind of interesting, you know, time and stuff. And so it gets him on the road a little bit out of the Hong Kong office and gets some real... Luoyangese or something food, or what's pronunciation of, like, what would you call the Luoyangese food or Chinese food in Luoyang? Would you call it like a something to do with Lu Yang, like a Lu Yang knees or something?
We call it the Hunan knees or Hunan knees kind of hot food.
Which is like the hottest.
Hottest of the hot food.
Yeah, you don't like hot food.
I don't think it's that hot when we're not there. I think it's any time the Americans show up, they bust out the hottest of the hot.
I think so, too. Yeah, because,
but I guess maybe the Mexican would be the hottest.
Extreme. The Mexicans got like a different spice. You guys just load everything with red pepper and call it a day. I mean, it's just, you know, that's why I came out with the cake. Burn, baby, burn. Because
I go
back to the hotel room, and you know I'm on fire.
That's the one that comes with the crackling bottom shot.
Yeah,
right now.
The huge crackling bottom shot. So yeah, I'm definitely that's why I came up with that cake. I was just thinking of that name, and I'm just sitting there going, God, this is brutal. I mean, you know, but it is hot food.
Yeah. So you come all the way from Hong Kong to come to here just for the NFA?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just talk to John.
Dino, you can't forget Dino.
But we always seem to forget Dino, but we try not to though.
Only
but we
Dino's
do.
Allowed to forget about Dino.
Yeah. we just love Peter when I say, you know, the 4th of July is a big burden for Dino. It's just a burden. He's not really, you know, it's like a upsets his schedule when we have to take a break for the 3rd and 4th. It's a hectic week, you know, and he gets all overwhelmed. You know.
He shovels around like he's, really, we got to do this again.
Yeah. I said, Dino, we're open 24 hours. And he's like, I don't know we're open 24 hours in a row.
Yeah, no.
that's what it is.
Not in a row. Hell no.
But, so the NFA, we were talking earlier about how the NFA has really gotten really big and so many vendors and booths and how we're like our own, you know, we all have these booths and we're sitting around waiting for customers. But, you know, there's not really that many customers. I think we're all booth owners.
Actually, visiting each other.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, but today was actually today was day one of the NFA trade show.
Oh, was it?
Which goes... from 1 to 4. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Before it was, what, like 9 a.m.?
That was a setup
time. A few years ago, wasn't it? We started at like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And then they realized nobody could get up. You know, this goes on till 1 a.m., so nobody can get out of bed. You know, at least I can't anyways. But we don't open anymore.
All the real movers and shakers don't get up out of bed early now.
No. We work at night because we're on China time. See, Ricky, we're always here for you. Now, you know, I'm going to tell you a good story, too, about when, you know, now you'll see me on my phone, WeChatting.
Oh, when you were in China, you had three devices going at the same time.
But even when I'm at home, I'll be WeChatting till like 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, and they never, ever say, I never say, okay, I have to go to sleep now and hang up. But when I'm talking with China in their nighttime, they'll be like, okay, time to go to bed.
and then they just disappear.
They sign off. They just disappear. And I'm like, hello? You know,
good thing they're not like phone sex workers. You were right in the middle. And like, hey, I'm not done.
Yeah.
Your time is up.
Yeah, I noticed that, though. I can't hear myself on the microphone. I'm not sure if I...
Better?
Yeah, now I'm a little better.
Better? There you go.
But, so we're always... we're on China time, pretty much, I'd say, right, Peter?
Yeah, I mean, China time, and us display guys are also on teardown time. You know, we're up until 3, 4 in the morning cleaning up shows, usually, so...
Yeah, you guys got a much harder thing. I mean, I remember years ago when I was a kid helping out on shows, and back then it was all the metal racks... I mean, the metal mortars and stuff. And it was a lot of work. And for very little pay, too. I mean, you know, display guy might have made good, but the people working, we kind of did. It's like a labor of love.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you kind of started the same way, right, Peter?
Pretty much? It's definitely a challenge. I started in Chicago with a company called Johnny Rockets. They're Chicago-based.
Yep.
Shooting shows with them back in 2007, I think.
Is he still in business, Johnny Rockets?
Yeah. Okay. Johnny's still got the store in Indiana. And
he
then,
still does, right? Yeah. He lives up by me. I know that.
Yeah. He's up...
Lincolnshire, he's up in, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's in Lincolnshire, yep. Yep. So, yeah, he's still got the store. He's got a couple... I think there's a couple partners on that or whatnot. But, they seem to do okay.
And they still shoot some shows?
They do, yeah. Okay. Mostly in that area, actually. The northern suburbs of Chicago, that's their big clients.
Yeah, I know they used to shoot the show in Libertyville there for a while, and then Mad Bomber got it, and I'm not sure who's doing it now.
Yeah, the last time I worked a show with them was actually in Libertyville.
Oh, okay.
It was that show on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
few years ago.
How long you been in the fireworks business?
Like I said, the first professional show was 2007, but I think it's like everybody, you know, you get into fireworks. Most guys in the industry, like, have been doing it in some capacity since they were a kid.
Yeah, I remember this guy selling them out of his trunk when he was 16.
That's right. I had the whole high school operation going.
Johnny had probably the whole city of Chicago going. But.
Yeah, we're still trying to maintain that.
believe it or not.
They make it tougher on me. But
I remember when I was in high school, I remember seeing his stuff, and I was like, wow. Years later, I came to meet him. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, it was a quite a run we had there for a while. But, you know, things change. Now I got to move up to Fargo, join the Witness Protection Program.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You just kept driving until you ran out of gas. Huh?
Once I got out of gas, changed my name.
As far as you can go without a passport, pretty much.
And Ricky, now you started with Canon after graduating from college or had a couple jobs in between?
I had a couple of jobs and just quit and then joined Canon.
Yeah, wow. And now when Canon sold out or when Sally retired, you were the only one that from the old regime, right?
No, Benny.
That's right. Benny's still with you guys on a part-time basis, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. But all the other girls in the office, everything, they're dismissed. Yeah. So, Ricky was, I thought he was the lead guy. But I think I talked to CK or I wrote CK an email, and I said I was very happy that he kept Ricky on because Ricky and me have always worked well together, and he's a big instrument in taking over which his boss took over like Sally's company. So Ricky was the he did a good job. Yeah, you made
Thank you.
And now so we don't know where CK's at. He actually cannot run the company without him. No, he doesn't know it yet, but he can.
He know it, but he don't tell me about it.
Yeah, he realizes it. He just keeps it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a hard man to read. He is a quiet man though. He's a kind of a
wise man.
Yeah. He just, you never know what he's thinking. He just sits back and listens, and then,
Isn't that what Dino says, about you? You can't run the company without him?
Yeah, well, we all know that. It's hard to run the company when you're not there. But they push me down the aisles on their little laptop, and I see all. I go, hey, Dino, move that over there. I just keep pointing on the. They got their little cart there, and I'm on Skype with them. Like, move that over there. Move that.
Just your head floating through the aisle. Yeah.
Push me down number 7. Then sometimes they leave me in the aisle, and they just vanish. And I'm like, hey, come get me.
Just as long as you don't end up in Dino's bathroom.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No.
No.
No,
no, no.
That's off. Yeah. Off limits. Dino's bathroom. But, I don't know. I think all in all, it's a pretty good show. We had a, we just came off of a convention last month as well.
Were you guys at PGI?
Revolution Pyro, my company, we actually shot the grand public display.
Great.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. We didn't stay for that because it was rained out.
Yeah, there was a rain delay on the 12th. We shot Saturday the 13th.
Yeah. Were you at PGI?
No. I tried to visit maybe later.
Yeah. Well, Ricky, you used to come to PGI, right? Sally did.
Sally always did.
Yeah.
She go with her daughter.
Yeah, and then Sally used to donate the super string. There's always at the PGI. There's this big giant firecracker thing. I think you might have saw it last year or something like that. I didn't do it this year, but Sally at one time used to donate that for a few years, and that was a big thing. Yeah. And then another thing is that big dragon hanging in my
store
was a gift from Sally Hahn.
Oh, wow. You know what? That thing, all the kids who come into Star Fireworks, they just look up at that thing and they're amazed at it. Look the dragon. They love that thing.
And I'm not sure if you saw, there was a picture of John Blogin and Sally in the in one of the slideshows. I'm not sure if you saw that today. I was kind of watching the movies more than I was watching the fireworks. I've seen enough fireworks. I'm like, I haven't seen the movie yet, so I might as well just watch the movie.
There was a picture of them with what? With the dragon?
No, Sally Hahn, his ex-boss, and John Blogin.
Actually, those photos are on also decorations.
Oh, okay.
Oh, on the centerpieces. There's even centerpieces here. This is not the PGI. This is Nordstrom PGI. People wear shoes here, absolutely.
People just wonder if those are real stuff, like the Morning Glory.
Yeah.
If could really light them up.
I didn't really look what's in the hat. I was more intrigued by the Peacock. I think it's Peacock brand on the on the box. Yeah, the brick. But I didn't actually look in there. Now I actually see all the hats. And well, you know, John Blojan was kind of a magician in his day. He would always, you know, mess around with card tricks and magic tricks.
Oh, really?
And that's why I like the top hat and stuff
like
that.
We know you don't like magicians. You've already said you hate Penn & Teller. So you're
Well, Penn & Teller is not a magician.
They are. we have this running battle with Penn & Teller.
Comedians. Peter, what's your take on Penn & Teller? They're not really magicians.
Good entertainers. I don't know. Good. I think they're capable of magic. It's a different kind of magic.
Well, they get him to listen, so I think they've done pretty good.
They
put
a spell on him.
They give me to watch.
Yeah, they haven't got me to yet spend $50 on their ticket. But you know.
Come on. Nah.
But so what else you got for us, Ron? What else is going on in the news?
You know what? I had a funny story for you.
All right.
You want to hear this one?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I figured this was right up your alley.
All right.
It's got nothing to do with fireworks, but...
What else is new on this podcast?
Yeah, right. But this is right up your alley. Ballpark Fun. It's political corruption night. From crooked ward bosses in Chicago to governors serving prison time, Illinois has a reputation for corrupt politics. Making light of that, the Kane County Cougars are hosting a promotion they're calling Political Corruption Night when the team plays the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers Thursday at Fifth Third Ballpark. Fans we have talked with think the idea is hilarious. Cougars... coordinator Jacqueline Boatman said it's not meant to offend, but it's in good fun. Political Corruption Night will note the politically corrupt reputation the state holds and poke fun at a variety of circumstances residents have experienced throughout the years, and incorporating video and about the unscrupulousness of the politicians. So you go to this...
Are we going to fix the game? Is that
no,
what we're
going to
do?
No, no, no. Oh. Traffic cones. Here's some of the things. Traffic cones will be set up throughout the ballpark to create concourse congestion, like traffic jams
like traffic
in Chicago.
Jams. Okay.
While various areas, including bathrooms and the Cougar Den store, will appear to require a fee to enter via an iPass. On-field promotions will be rigged and fun with the team's mascot, Ozzie T. Cougar, taking part in faux felonious behavior. And there will be something called a water balloon gate slingshot, getting fans wet. And for those hoping to change things, there will be a voter registration table. Hot dogs for a dollar, blah, blah, blah. But it's political corruption
so
night.
So basically, the state is so corrupt that we decided admit it and just have fun with it and don't.
Yeah,
even,
right, right. Yeah, we're gonna embrace our political corruptness.
Yeah, let's not stop political corruption. Just keep it going. I see how it works.
Yeah. That's the Kane County Cougars. That's a Chicago baseball team.
Yeah, Chicago baseball team. Yeah.
So yeah,
play out in
Kane County.
No, yeah. What's the city though?
It's like by Batavia. I want to say.
Yeah, it's way out southwest. Yeah. And now, Peter, you lived. We all lived pretty close to each other back in Chicago. And Ron lives up in Palatine now, and you moved down into the city even further. So you're like the city guru.
I grew up, I was born in Chicago, grew up in Harwood Heights, actually.
That's where he grew up.
On the northwest side.
I grew up in Norwich.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Well, we're neighbors.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Yeah, Ridgewood alumni.
Me too.
Yeah. Nice, small world.
Yeah.
And then now I'm living in Jefferson Park.
Yeah, so he's getting closer, you know.
Yeah. I got a feeling I graduated a lot earlier than you did, though.
Maybe a couple of years.
Yeah, I think
just
so.
Just a few years,
just
huh?
A few,
yeah,
just a
few years, you know.
we have Starnak.
Oh,
do you want to do your Karnak?
We can't do Starnak tonight.
I think you have to.
No, I don't.
You don't have to wear the hat.
I can't wear the hat.
We won't have to wear that.
You ever remember that Johnny Carson show?
Karnak.
That's right. I remember. It's a little before my time, but I've seen the highlights.
Where he put something on his head.
I remember the best of Johnny Carson.
I got like 13 of them.
Oh,
be good ones.
That's too many.
No, it'll be good.
All right, let's just do a few.
Let me pause for a break, and then let me get the stuff ready, and then we'll get to it. All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Something, a day that's really grand. When lighting firecrackers, don't hold them in your hand, or you won't have a hand. Don't hold them in your hand, 'cause when they go off, all your fingers get fried. And you'll be left with only stubs, an ugly sight, ugly.
Didn't have to listen, but you did, and we thank you. Ron and John want your feedback, so log in to fireworksbrigade.com to get in touch with the show.
All right, we're back.
Okay, we're back.
All right. So, do you want to explain what this is?
You explain it. You go ahead.
All right. Well, Karnak, the Magnificent, the old Johnny Carson bit with Ed McMahon. Mm-hmm. Johnny would pretend he was the visitor from the East.
Okay.
He would wear the turban.
Well, he would wear a big turban on his head.
A turban, yeah. We got you a little pointy hat, but you don't want to wear it. A little wizard hat? You don't want to put it on?
We can't wear a wizard hat here, no.
Oh, come on. All right, so we got it. We got your hat. We've got it right in front of you.
Nobody likes me in this place anyways, as it is. I mean, I want to put
they might have more fun seeing you with the goofy hat on.
No, no. Too many.
All right, so, and then he would read a question. He would put the envelope to his head, read the question, open up or read the answer. He would rip open the envelope, blow in the envelope, open it up, and it would be the question, right?
Okay.
So he could read with his mind what was on the envelope.
So when I hold this envelope to my mind, I should be able to I should be able to feel and get the answer in my head.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm pretty good at this. I can read other people's minds too, so I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Before we do that, though, remember the last time we did our little segment, What Would Johnny Do?
Yes.
I got a theme song for that. You ready?
Okay.
It's a little braggadocious and really over the top, but I think you would like that. You ready? Here's for What Would Johnny Do. Ready? We got to use that next time.
What would Johnny do?
All right. You ready?
Yes.
We'll go to start. Unless you want to do it, what would Johnny do?
No, that's
no.
Okay.
All right. All right. Here we go. Don't forget your insults. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited today to welcome a very distinguished visitor who is making a special appearance here on this episode of the Fireworks Brigade, a pyro podcast. Here at the NFA in Grand Rapids, Michigan, heaven has no brighter star than the omnipotent pyro master and former gynecologist to the Kardashian family, including Caitlin, Starnak the Magnificent.
Yes, may you fall asleep under Dino when he has post-nasal drip.
No, that's not nice. Welcome once again, oh great sage. Famous seer, all-knowing, all-seeing, and honorary Grand Marshal at last year's FIMSA Day Parade. I hold in my hand these envelopes. As a child of four, can plainly see these envelopes have been hermetically sealed. They've been kept in a mayonnaise jar since noon today on Funkin' Wagnall's porch, and no one knows the contents of these envelopes. But you, in your borderline divine and mystical way, will ascertain the answers to these questions, having never seen them before.
Talking about FIMSA, may have bloated FIMSA agents sit on my 9-shot rack.
All right, let's get started. Let's get started.
Okay.
I'll hand you the first envelope.
All righty now. Okay, let's see what I'm doing here now. All right, now. Now I'm supposed to hold this to
there
my
head.
There
you go, yes.
And I got to think hard now.
Think
hard.
Silence, please. Silence, please.
Okay, silence. I'm feeling sis boom ba.
All right.
That's what I'm feeling. Sis boom ba.
All right.
Let's see what we got here. I'm failing miserably at opening the.
Well, you gotta blow into it, man, like Johnny used to do.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, it does work.
Yeah, it does work. That's why Johnny used to do it.
even envelopes respond.
He was a wise man.
Describe the sound you hear when a sheep blows up. Yeah, see,
sis boom ba. There you go.
Boom-ba.
The next envelope.
All righty. Oh, good God, no. Yes, that was that one there. My eyes are really getting bad here now. Okay. All right, now. I'm reading
the next envelope.
Next envelope here. I'm feeling it. Pass the hat.
Pass the hat.
I blow it out of my hand.
Oh, God. This, with the blowing thing, it's going to take us an hour and a half. Pass the hat.
All right. What does a cannibal do after eating Abe Lincoln?
There you go.
There we go. See, I felt it.
You're good. You are good.
Good here.
The next envelope.
Can you make the printing a little bit bigger?
I'm sorry, man. I didn't know you needed glasses.
I do need glasses now. Oh, there we
go. Oh, we got some lights. They heard you. Here's the next one.
Okay. All righty. Now.
Hold it to your head.
Yes. I'll hold to my head here. All right, what am I feeling? What am I feeling? Goodyear, Tuck, and anyone promising buy one, get one free.
All right. Goodyear.
Goodyear.
Tuck.
Tuck.
And anyone promising buy one, get one free.
Can I blow this again?
Yes. There you go. All right.
I'm going to start opening the mail at home like this, too. Name a tire, a fryer, and a liar.
There you go. Okay. Look at that. Right.
Is this guy not good or
the
what?
The next envelope.
Yes. All right.
What do you got?
Starnak says, I'm thinking refuse or refuse.
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 All right. Refuse.
I'm
refuse.
Refuse.
All right. Open it up. Right. Let's see what's inside. Open it up closer to microphone. We'll get some sound effects.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There we are on radio. Refuse.
What do you do when you lose a fuse?
There you go.
Oh, God. I want to throw these on the ground like David Letterman used to do.
Yeah, there. When it's a bad one, then you throw me an insult.
Yeah. That's it. There
you
go.
Got another insult there?
Yeah, let's see what we got here. All right. I'm holding it to my head now. What am I feeling? iPad Air, Brad and Angelina, and any firework purchased from Phantom.
iPad Air. while I'm repeating, you can open. We'll save time.
Okay, yes.
iPad Air, Brad and Angelina, and anything purchased at Phantom?
Anything purchased at Phantom.
All right. iPad Air.
All right.
Brad and Angelina. Anything purchased at Phantom.
Name an apple, a pear, and a lemon.
No. Oh. Ouch.
Where is Alan?
Shots fired. Or shots not fired. That's the problem.
Shots not fired.
All right.
Next.
Now, I'm feeling musical. I'm feeling musical. I'm thinking here Metallica.
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 All right. Metallica.
Metallica.
All right.
Yeah, I like Metallica. The way that blows open like that. What do you call yourself if your name is Talica? Oh, my God.
Insult, insult. Throw me an insult.
I need an insult here. Hold on a minute. May an unclean Dino have an accent on your forklift. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
May your, you know what? I hope your pyro pension fund is managed by Bernie Madoff.
Oh, Starnak's on a roll.
Okay.
Next.
All right.
And you didn't want to do this. Sure, you don't want to put the hat on now?
No, I don't want to put the hat on. These are actually pretty good.
I got another one for tomorrow.
Okay, now this is one of, this is, what I'm thinking here now
he's got
is,
it to his head.
These are one of my, this is one of my favorite cakes, Rock Chalk Madness.
Rock Chalk Madness. Let's all say it together. Rock Chalk Madness. You got to work on the blowing the envelopes open.
I've never blew an envelope before.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
I hate that you have to specify envelopes there.
I know.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. I blew a seal.
Wait, so the answer was Rock
Chalk Madness. Describe a style of music, a soft white limestone, and a presidential campaign.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. We're getting a little political there.
A little political here. All right here. Now, I'm staying in with the political theme here. You know,
Starnak's on a roll. Okay, next.
I'm thinking wise guy. I'm thinking Honey Maid and Donald Trump. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. It's wise guy. Go ahead. Open it up while I repeat.
You repeat.
Wise guy. Honey Maid
and Donald Trump.
What could this be?
Name a firecracker, a graham cracker, and a crazy cracker. There you go. Oh, my. And you see how much time he puts into this stuff?
There you go. The next envelope. All right. Now, we only got a few left.
All right. What I'm thinking here now is something that Steinberg said to me at PGI. Take the quick match off your table. I'm thinking quick match right
quick
here.
Quick match. All right, here the we answer go. Is quick match.
Okay.
Let's see.
What happens when a hooker needs to pay the rent? Oh, my God. Holy. These are getting bad here.
Oh, come on.
All righty. Now, once again, Starmack is going to do this one more time.
Starnack. We got a couple Starnack. Left here.
Okay, thinking ahead, update his wardrobe, and procrastinating in reverse. Oh, I know that one.
It's got to be something about
reverse.
Dino.
Let's yeah. see.
So, thinking ahead.
Thinking
you
ahead.
You could open it while I'm talking.
Okay, yeah,
thinking ahead, updating his wardrobe, and procrastinating in reverse.
Name something Dino never does, seldom does, and always does. Oh, my. These are really bad here. All right. Here's what I'm thinking next. Now, let me hold this to my head. I'm thinking a finished to-do list, a valid driver's license, and a mad
donor's card.
Donor's card. Oh, all mad right. donor's
mad
card.
Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
yes.
So a finished to-do list,
yes.
a valid driver's license, and a mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving donor's card.
Okay, because, you know, our
I got a feeling Dino's coming up on this one.
Name three things you won't find in Dino's pockets. Oh, my. Oh, if he was here to defend himself.
Oh, I'm glad he's not. He's going to hear this on the podcast.
Oh, my God. All right. Now, I just want you to know, Peter, that Dino does not belong to mad. He belongs to damn. Drunks Against Mad Mothers. That's always my buddy Dino here. Okay, I'm thinking ironware. Ironware.
You got any more insults for me?
None that I can see now.
Oh, okay.
Describe Dino's undershorts.
Oh, poor Dino. I think that's
here.
The end of the Dino ones. All
this
right.
is it here.
All right, so now, and the tradition is when it's the last envelope, Ed McMahon would go, and now I hold in my hand the last envelope, and then the crowd would cheer, and then you got to throw me an insult. So give me one more insult.
One more insult.
And now too. I hold in my hand the last envelope.
All right. May your only son work at Phantom Fireworks.
Ouch. All right. Here you go, the okay. last one.
I'm thinking, because we're here at the NFA, I'm thinking ATF, and I'm thinking NFA.
All right, ATF, NFA.
NFA.
All right.
Boy, this blowing really works. How do you spell ATF, NFA?
No. Wait. Oh, we ended on a dud.
Oh, how do you spell at FINFA?
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
That was weak.
Well, the last one was weak. What do you want me to do?
There you go.
They can't all be gems.
Yes. Well, that's good. Those were pretty good, though, I have to say.
You like the Starnack now.
Yeah, Ron does a lot of work here, boy. I'll tell you, he does a good job doing all this stuff. I'm in the green room eating, and he's over here doing all this stuff. So it looks like the lights are on.
Yeah.
Me and Peter are going to go drink at Z's tonight, I think. Right, Peter? Are we going to Z's tonight?
What's Z's?
Oh, boy.
Or are you going
Maybe we're bringing
tonight?
Z's to us.
Does Z's have food? Because I'm hungry.
Time to go to bed.
Z's got food until 2 a.m.
I'm in.
Open
okay.
Till 2.
Open
it's 1. Now it's quarter to 1.
And they got food till 2 a.m. So what do you think? We call it a night, and we're going to resume tomorrow
It's up
Nancy.
To you. You want to hear your What Would Johnny Do theme one more time?
Now, just so you guys know, you know that WWJD, you know, What Would Jesus Do?
What Would Jesus Do?
Well, I nicknamed it What Would Johnny Do, since I always
do you want to do a quick
things.
What Would Johnny Do?
Do a quick
you
want to, what would Johnny
here's
do. Okay.
This was my What Would Johnny Do moment this week. So I was golfing. All right, I was at a golf course, and you know, golf balls pretty much all look the same. So I hit my ball, and I'm not a very good golfer, so I hit into the other fairway. Mm-hmm. And I'm golfing with somebody else, so we went and got his ball first. Well, here first. So I hit the ball into the other fairway. And I'm standing with the guy that I'm golfing with hitting our ball. And I see in the other fairway another guy that's not golfing with us go by my ball and get out and get ready to hit it.
And he thinks it's his.
Well, he thinks it's his. But so I jump in the cart. I ride over there. I go, no, that's mine. He goes, no, what were you hitting? I go, it's, he goes, yeah, I go, the title is four. He goes, well, so was mine. I go, it's white and it's got dimples on it. It's mine.
It's
I know
ball.
It's mine. Yeah, it's a golf ball. I go, no, it has, you know, because it has got a little logo on there for the bank that I work at. It's got a logo. And he picks it up. He's like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. So, and then he walks away. So, yeah. So I guess the question is. What would Johnny do in a situation like that? If somebody was threatening to hit your golf ball and being ignorant to you?
I would say, don't touch my ball unless you want to lose yours.
Nice.
That's exactly what I would tell the guy. Yeah, that was exactly what I would tell him.
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
There you go. You like your little theme song. I love that theme song.
I like the little theme song you did for me. Yeah,
yeah. All right.
What would Johnny do?
What would Johnny do? I don't have anybody with a deep voice, so I just found a computer to say it.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us.
And just so
thanks
Peter knows that that guy that said that real deep voice, John and Ron, that's Charlie Harper. You know Charlie Harper?
I don't think I do, actually.
Kind of looks like ZZ Top, and he's in the fireworks business for many years. Yeah. But you usually see him at PGI, but this year he hasn't been there. But, yeah, okay. But, yeah, he's got that very distinct radio voice, so we use him now.
We try to. Anytime I get to Fargo and get him to sit down.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. But, all right, well, good. We'll do this again tomorrow.
All right, sounds
good.
Yeah,
we'll
tomorrow we're going to have Nancy on. I think Donnie Lantis is going to join us tomorrow and a couple more. So
good, absolutely. All right, thanks. It's been fun. Later.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Well, you know what's nice? Like me and Ron, now we have a reason we have to get together like once a month to just sit around and bullshit where, you know, you get so busy in your life and you can't do it, so. Yeah, he was the